Because even though first the kosher kohen made the halacha from the makom mashkita to the mizbeach, but now it was brought back again. So after it was brought back again, now lemaisa this dam has to be brought closer towards the mizbeach. Who is doing it? The Tzar. Since the Tzar is doing it, therefore it remains possible. If not doing, even though before you hold the divrei apostle as machshim, that's because before the divrei apostle, one is before it's apostle, because that's before when the Tzar does it, he makes a psul. That's the pshat. He made a loch. He made a psul. He can't redo it. Even though the kohen did it over again, but the first halacha is still here. But here in this case, it's like both halachas are here. So true, first the kohen, a kosher kohen, did it. But the ma'isa now, a second halacha is necessary here, and since the ma'isa Tzar is making it, it will remain possible. You have to bring the zam closer to the mizbeach. So since it's being done through a possible law, that makes it so. Oh, my leg of Yimyo. The Rav Ashi, Hochiyom Rav Yimi Midifta, this is what Rav Yimi Midifta said, that Ho Tzorech Liam Tuyei, Yishino Machlekes Rabbi Lezer Rabbonin. That's what you're telling me now, that it has to be brought back, like even though it's a second time, but it has to be brought closer to the Mizbeach. So therefore you Rav are saying, according to everybody, it'll be possible, Yishino, it's not so possible, it's a Machlekes Rabbi Lezer Rabbonin. Would you say this tomorrow or not? Now that's the Machlekes Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah. It's not granted in our Mishnah, Reb Lezer Oymer, HaMahalech B'mokim Shetzorach Lahalech, Machshava Pritzelis. If you're walking in the place that you have to walk, that's called the Chashav HaLocha. And if you have the wrong Machshava then, it makes a psul. But what's going to be Mokim Shein Tzorach Lahalech? You're walking in a place now that really you do not have to walk there, the Dam do not have to be there. And you took it out of the way, you took it away and then come closer, and that's Ein Machshava Pritzelis. The Machshava is not possible. And weiter, the Yomar Rav explains here, like what clearly is Reb Lezer saying, that our Kohen more than everybody agrees that Kibloi Bachutz, if you made the Kabbalah Saddam, the Shechita was done far away from the Mizbeach. The Echnisa Bifnim, and now you bring the Dam closer towards the Mizbeach inside, Zeu Hilich Shetzor Halach. This everybody agrees, it's called the Good Halachom, that even according to Reb Lezer, it's called the Machshava with Tassel. Kibla Bifnim, let's say you makabo the dam inside near the Mizbeach, Vatsiya Lachutz, and then somebody took the dam away from the Mizbeach. Zeh Hilach Shein Tzorach Lahalach. This is called a Hilach that you do not have to do. Now, this everybody agrees, since the Kabbalah was done right next to the Mizbeach, so really there's no purpose for a Lachur at all. And now, just for no reason, somebody brought it away from the Mizbeach, so now when you carry it back, everybody agrees this is not considered a Halacha. The Machshava would not passel. Lenechleko, where is the Machlekes Rabbanan and Rav Lezer? El only in the case, Kishechnisoi v'chazav v'tziyu. In other words, first the Shechita was done away from the Mizbeach. So it is necessary to make a halacha here. So first the Kohen made the halacha, he brought it down from the Makom HaShechita to the Mizbeach. And then somebody for no reason took it away from the Mizbeach. And now you bring it back again. So the Shal, the second time you bring it back, is that called a halacha or not? Ma savar hatzarach liam tuyei. The Rabbanan say yes. Even the second time you bring in the clothes back to the mizbeach, a machshava would pass there also. Because the ma'isa, now that you find the dam away from the mizbeach, you have to bring it closer. It's considered a ma'isa, a ma'isa halacha. It's an avoid halacha. Machshava would pass. Or ma savar lezod no lav tihiluch hatzarach l'avoid the dami. This is not considered like halacha that's necessary for the avoidah. Because the dam was already brought close towards the mizbeach. Now that somebody took it away for no purpose, that's not called tzarech. So that the Jew rather before saying, according to everyone, it would be possible. Because the svar tzarech lam tuyei, that's only a svar according to the rabbonin. But according to Reb Lezer, that's not called the halacha. So according to Reb Lezer Nechnami, it'd be kosher. The case where first the kosher kohen made the halacha, and then they took the dam again away from the mizbeach, and now apostle made the second halacha. So according to Reb Lezer, it would be kosher. That's called halacha tzarech, it would be kosher. Abai, yes, the question. Reb Lezer says, HaMahalach Mokim Shetzorach Lahalach Machshava Pesalus. If you're walking in the place that you have to walk, that's called a Choshev Halach, and therefore if you think the wrong Machshava then, that Machshava would passel. Pesalus. Kate said, what's the case? Kibloi Bachutz. First you made a Kabbalah Saddam away from the Mizbeach. The Shechita was done far away. Now v'chnisol efnim, and now you bring the dam towards the Mizbeach, This is called a good halacha that you need, and if it have the wrong machshava, then it would passel. What's going to be kibla bifnim? You made a kabbalah inside, right next to the mizbeach. And somebody carried it outside. This is the halacha that you did not need. In other words, after the dam was brought towards the mizbeach, now when somebody takes it away from the mizbeach, this avoid of carrying it away, only there it's not considered a halacha. But, the word ha, take out, but the second time now, when you again bring it back closer towards the mizbeach, hilach shetzorach lehalachu, this is considered an avoid of halacha. Why? Because the svar of tzorach leamtuyei. Now, lemaisa, that you find the dam away from the mizbeach, it has to be brought towards the mizbeach. So whoever brings it now closer towards the mizbeach, they are doing the avoidus of halacha. You see, even according to Reb Lezer, also you say this svar of tzorach leamtuyei. So, not like Reb Yirmiyah and Reb Ashi, that they said it's a machlekes, Reb Lezer and Rabbanan, Abaye say no, that even Reb Lezer agrees you say this svar of tzorach leamtuyei. That when you have to carry it back a second time, it is called halacha. The only thing Reb Lezer argues on is only when you carry it away from the mizbeach. That's not considered halacha. So Amalei said back to him, Itanya Tanya, if you learn like that, Enichanami, I can't argue with you. Why should the Tanya demand of Reb Lezer Tanya? Then Emachoy and Reb Lezer Tanakam Elo Shir Mavua Koy Yopligi. So it comes out that the only machlokes then is the Chaz of Echnis of Yavua Koy Pligi. Reb Lezer Shimon Hashem Kamei Machshav Pesalos Bilach Yeklau. Yeah. So kids, you said Enichanami. If you learned like you, then you're right. I don't argue on you. Enichanami. So according to this way, Abaye learns. We have Lez also holds the svar from Sarach Liyam Tuyei. If you have to bring the dam closer towards the Mizbeach, that would be considered a halacha. The other machlokes is Sishlan, Sarach means when you move the dam away from the Mizbeach. Then Echnami will also hold the way Rav said before, that after Divrei HaPosel, here it's Posel. According to everybody, when the Posel makes the second a halacha, that would make it so. Because the Maaseh Sor, Sarach Liyam Tuyei, you have to bring the dam closer towards the Mizbeach now, it would be considered a halacha. And since it was done through a Posel law, it would remain Posel. Or Hadin Alecha Kol Azrochim. All right, turn over, we'll continue. You're up to Perek Sheni. Mishnah says, Kol Hazvochim, any Korban, Shekiblu Domom Zar, that the person that made the Kabbalah Saddam was a Zar, not a Yisrael. So Loch is, if a Zar does it, the Korban is Posel, it's a Sunsi. Who din einen? An einen means even a kohen, but one of his kraven was mate, and they did not make the kfura yet. Let's say his father, his mother, his sister, brother died, and they did not make the kfura. The Rashi says, kol zman shle nikfara mace, kol zman, they did not make the kfura, they did not bury the mace, so the kohen is called an einen, and he's supposed to do the avoida. And if he makes the kabbalah saddam when he's an einen, that also passes the korban. Who adin tful yoim? Tful yoim means a kayin. Let's say that he touched the sheretz today, and he went to the mikvah. Still, the lochri is kol zman. It does not become heresh shemesh. Does not become seis tekechovim. He still has the tum on the gate to catch him. So therefore, he's also possible to do the avoid. That's called the tful yoim. Or mechus tekipurim. Let's say a kayin that was a zav or a metzora, and even though he went to the mikvah, and even though it became heresh shemesh. But if he did not bring his special korban that needs for his kapara, that's called the mechusa kippurim, and also he's not fit to do the avoda. Who adin al mechusa begodim? You have a regular kain, a kosher kain, just he's not wearing his begodim. Whether a kain head yet needs the 4 special begodim, or a kain godl needs the 8 special begodim. So Rashi says in his kain godl shashim shapokas mishmeino, the kain head yet pokas midalid. Also we'll see in the Gemara darshan sukim. All these cases that the avoid is possible. Who adin shaloi rochat yodayim v'raglayim? A kosher kohen, he came into the Beis Hamikdash in the morning, and he did not wash his hands or his feet. Rashi says minakir from the kir also is not fit to do the avoida. Who adin oro? Oro means Rashi says kohen shemesu ochol machmas mila. In the case of let's say the brother died because of mila, so rightfully he do not have to make a mila on the next son. And he's a kohen, but still the loch is, he's called an oral, he doesn't have a bris milah, he's possible to do the avoid, he's not allowed to do the avoid. Tomei, a kohen that's tomei, and he does the avoida, also makes the psul. Now, Yoshev Huadin a kohen that's sitting down is also no good. We'll see Dashem Sukkim, he has to be standing Bishas he does the avoida, not sitting. Or else Oimeid Agabe Kalim. Or even if he's standing, but he's standing on top of Kalim, means there's a mechitza, there's a chatzitza, there's something between him, between his feet and the floor, that's no good. We'll see in the Gemara that Sukkim, that the kohen's feet have to touch the floor. There cannot be a chatzitza in between. See, that he's standing on top of Kalim, so that's a chatzitza. Then another chiddush is Agabi Behema. He's standing on top of an animal. Even though an animal is a type of a Baal Chai, so I would have thought to say maybe it's like the mensch, like it's like the Yodim, no. The mensch, the Yodim's feet is not touching the floor. There's a Behema in between, it's called a chatzitza. And then this is even a bigger chiddush. Agabi Ragle Chaveroi. Even if your feet is standing on top of your friend's foot, one crane is standing on top of the other crane's feet. So I would have thought to say, sort of like min b'min, it's not chaytseis. No, look, when all these cases are, that puzzle. Even if last case is considered a chatzitza, the crane is not standing on the floor, he's not fit to do the avoida. That's also called the psul, he passes the carbon. Now what's going to be kibbul b'smoil? Let's say kosher a kohen. Just he's holding the mizuk, he's holding the basin to receive the dam with his left hand. So Apostle Tanakama says also this is a psul. And on this, Rabbi Shimon argues and says no. If a kohen uses his left hand for the Kabbalah, it's still called the good Kabbalah. It's not pasul the carbon. And now we'll see in the Gemara, we'll explain all the cases. Well, how do we know the case, all these cases in the Mishnah, that if such a kohen does the avoidah, he makes the psul, he pasul the carbon. Now, please ask the question, really, when the Mishnah says it's full yoin, and then it says it's tamei, so chur tamei is extra. So please see if that's true, it's a zuvi and sarachloi mazukatani. And once we know that it's full yoin, passels, so even though he went to the mikvah, pshita before he goes to the mikvah. Please say the Mishnah says both, because we learn how from two psukim, we know both of them. Now the Gemara says, zar minolon. How do we know if a zar does the avoid and makes the kabbalah, that's a psul? Like we know for sure he's not allowed to do it. But how do we know if he does it though, he's mechalol, he passels the carbon? Did Tony Levi, because Levi learned like this. The Pasuk says, Daber el Aroin, the Elabon of Lamor. Speak to Aaron, to his children, and it says, the Yenozru mikotche b'nei Yisrael. They should stay away from the kotche b'nei Yisrael when they're tamei. So Rashi says it means, Gabi makrivin betumaksiv. If a kohen that's tamei, the Samachlai, right after it says, called Isha Sheyakim Mikol Zarechim. So the question is, what is the Chiddush of this Pasuk that a kohen should stay away when he's tamei not to do the Avodah? Gemara says, Lamutei Mai. What does the Pasuk mean, come to exclude? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Lamutei Noshim, it's coming to teach us that even a korban that a lady brings, the kohen is not allowed to bring it. If he's tamei, Fatimolachorb Shita. Noshim betum a korb? Is there any svar, any havimina, that just because the korban is brought by an isha, that's why the kohen should be able to do it betum a, like why? Whereas the Tamiya Rashi says, v'chiyesh koyach b'korban noshim lidchet atum a, what kind of svar is this? Like if the kohen amat tameyim, pshita they cannot bring it, even though it belongs to an isha. Gemara says, elo the pasuk means the chiddush here is, lemutei ovdi kechavim. In other words, the Pasuk is saying, V'nozru b'kotcher b'nei Yisrael. Like, watch yourself only, do not bring it to Tomei from b'nei Yisrael. Mashma not from something else? That's the question, what would be memayit? Which type of a korban are you allowed to bring when you're Tomei? If you want to say a korban shel ishan, as maybe the Pasuk means zambo b'nei Yisrael, only b'nei Yisrael, you have to be nizah b'tumma. And not by noshim. So we must know, that's no svara. So we el rather, l'muti yadikachavim. Maybe it means a korban that a goy brings. That would dash in the Gemara. Chulun ish ish. A rabbi says, "Ozi gichovim she noidrim nedorim nedovas Yisrael." They're allowed to bring a korban neder or nedova. So maybe when a goy brings a korban, here there's no halach of tumma. The kohen can bring it even though he's tummy. Maybe. So Mora says, "No, that also doesn't make any sense." Hash dot tzitz loy mirata madat halach of the tzitz. That's the beggar that the kohen god wears around his forehead. Is not maratza, meaning a korban that a goy brings. If the dam becomes tamei, so by regular korban of Yisrael, there's a special locha that once you bring it on the mizbeach, the tzitz is maratza, Meaning the tzitz makes it that the korban is okay, it's kosher. But that's only by a Jewish korban, not by a goy. Sahash to tzitz loymeratze by a goyish korban. The tzitz does not help that the dam that's tummy should be oilom. We'll have the Gemara later. If a goy brings a korban, whether it was came tamei b'mezid or b'shoigeg, even though the dam was put on the mizbeach, the tzitz is not maratza. To see a korban of a goy has more hilchos tuma than a Jew. If so, b'tuma korav, you want to tell me that you're allowed to bring the korban when you're tamei? What kind of svar is that? The Rashi says, hash the tzitz loy maratza al tumas oilim. So by a Jewish carbon of the dam becomes tummy that's put on the mizbeach, the tzitz makes it that's maratz, it helps. By a goyish, a carbon does not help. And learn the Gemara to Gemara Menachos. The Yechzid Rashi says, L'rotzen lehem, v'lo l'yad g'chovin. It is saw betumas aguf yekorbet tmiya, for a filo eitzel carbon yochid Yisrael, l'nitchis. And what kind of story is that there could be brought betumah? You see that there's more halachas of tumah by a goyish carbon than by Yisrael. So the kids, so what does the pasuk mean? The Yinozul Mikotcher B'nei Yisrael, stay away from a Jewish korban when you tamei, and not from some other type of the korban. So what other type of the korban, which korban could you bring when you tamei? There's no such korban. Gemara says true. Elo hochi kama. This is what the pasuk means to say. The Yinozul Mikotcher B'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalalu. That's what it means to say. In other words, Rashi says, Yisrachaku means the tumah mikol hakodeshim. True. When you're a tomei, you have to stay away from any kodshim. But b'nei Yisrael lo yichalu, what does that mean to say? The hazara means, afheim yinozru, azara Yisrael, they also have to stay away from a korbin. Kidei shelo yichalulum, in order that them, the zarim, they should not be mechalul the korbin, they should not make a psul in the korbin. Nimna comes to teach us, al zar, sheovar, if a zar, not a kohen, a regular Yisrael, does the avodah, he's mechal the kotcher and he makes the psul. This is the pasuk teach us that if a zara does the avodah, that's the pasuk of if he knows the mikotchei, then bnei Yisrael for lo yichalu. We dash in the bnei Yisrael, the zarim, they should not do the avodah in order that they should not be mechalil the korban. Now the very Rabbi Yishmael Tana, the Rabbi Yishmael learned from this. Asya b'kal v'choym mibalmun. He learns out that if a zara does the avodah, he makes a psul in the korban from a kal v'chayma of a kohen that's a balmum. Ma balmum, ma duchu balmum, sho'ichol. A kohen that's a balmum, he's allowed to eat kochim. It's only a lot he can't do the avodah, but he's allowed to eat kochim. Still, im ovat chilul, if a kohen that's a balmum does the avodah, he passes the korban, and what she says, the chsiv, it says, mum boy. Do not bring the korban. Because if you bring the korban when you're a baal mum, you'll make a psul, you'll be mechal the korban. If so, zar, a regular Yisrael, a zar,